Howdy, folks. I don't know why it is, but it seems like I always think of the cleverest things to say right after we go off the air every day. This is Pat Buttram, and I'm here again with some words and music for delicious double mint chewing gum to fetch you just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Well, it's school days again, and I don't know how it was with you, but when I was in the third grade, oh, those were five wonderful, ignorant years. But I remember I couldn't spell worth the sour apples, but I could nail a horsefly between the eyes with a paper wad clear across the classroom. That's what we called them, paper wads, is pieces of paper that we'd chewed into pellets, and then we blew out through a straw, you know. My favorite target was a little freckle right behind the teacher's ear. I'll bet I didn't miss once out of 10 shots. And remember, the teacher always had the same reaction. When the paper wad stung him, he'd clap his hand to his ear and spin around and shout, "Patrick, did you do that?" He had me, of course. Nowadays, though, today it'd be different. Today, if you ask me, I could always take the Fifth Amendment, you know. But enough of this juvenile delinquency of the horse and buggy days. Let's see how the Jack Halloran Quartet sings Camp Town Races.
Wines run all night, wines run all day. I'll bet my money on a bobtail nag. Somebody bet on the bay.
Camp Town ladies sing this song, doo-da, doo-da. Camp Town racetrack 5 mile long, oh, doo-da day. Now come down there with the hat caved in, doo-da, doo-da. Go back home with a pocket full of tin, oh, doo-da day.
Wines run all night, wines run all day. I'll bet my money on a bobtail nag. Somebody bet on the bay.
Doo-da day,
doo-da day,
doo-da day,
oh, doo-da day.
Oh, muley cow, come on to the track.
Do-da, do-da.
The bobtail fling her over his back.
Oh, do-da day.
Then fly along like a railroad car.
Do-da, do-da.
Running the race with a shooting star.
Oh, do-da day.
Wine run all night, wine run all day.
I'll bet my money on a bobtail nag. Somebody bet on the bay. Oh, see them flying in a 10-mile heat, doo-da-doo-da-day. Round the racetrack, then repeat, doo-da-doo-da-day. I win my money on a bobtail nag, doo-da-doo-da-day. Keep my money in an old tote bag, doo-da-doo-da-day. Wine run all night, wine run all day. I'll bet my money on a bobtail nag.
Somebody bet on the bay.
Do-da-do-da-day,
do-da-day,
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 do-da-day.
Boy, I was chewing my double mint at a gallop there. These hollering boys, they certainly send me. Yeah, in fact, they send me right to my dealers for some more double mint today. Hey, how about you checking up on your supply of double mint gum, huh? Just remember, there's always a friendly dealer nearby when you run short. And I tell you, it sure is a joy to sink your teeth into smooth double mint and enjoy the peaceful, happy chewing there, along with the grand flavor. It's that cool, clean, refreshing double mint flavor. I bet you would enjoy some right now. So why don't you have a stick of double mint? You know, there's two things we don't do around here. One of them is we don't play gramophone records at you. And the other is we don't play this rock and roll music. There's one thing I'll say for rock and roll records, though. After they wear out, you can still play them and never tell the difference. Now, of course, that same thing might apply to our Buttram Symphony here. I don't know. Anyway, here they are with Benny Cantor on the clarinet playing Flight of the Bumblebee. Inspiring, fellas. I guess you've noticed in the paper these days there's a big demand nowadays for researchers. I suppose that's good, honest work, but some of the researching I've been reading about them doing is pretty ridiculous. Now, for example, up in Michigan, they researched to find out which way a pig's tail curls. Now, there's a burning issue if I ever saw one. Well, it turned out a pig's tail curls clockwise 50% and counterclockwise 19%, and 31% of them curl both ways. That's the kind I want, the ones with the ambidextrous tails. You know. In London, three researchers there, they sampled the eggs of 81 kinds of birds. And they came to the learned conclusion that big eggs taste better than little eggs. Well, I'm sure glad to know that. This could change my whole egg-eating life, you know. I've done some researching myself, though. My research shows me that chewing double mint gum gives me hours of taste enjoyment. And I found out, chewing double mint after meals makes my mouth cool and refreshed. And it gives my teeth a bright, clean feeling and aids my digestion and helps settle jumpy nerves, too. Yes, sir, the best taste insurance I know of is a package of delicious, healthful, refreshing double mint chewing gum. You get some today, you hear? All right. Right now, it's Buttram bonus time. Well, today, the same as every Thursday, our Buttram bonus is a poem. It is written by Dale Harrison, this one is, and it's called The Silent House. The house is the same, same windows and doors, same drapes and same curtains, same rugs on the floors, same creak in the stairway, same cracks in the wall, the same God bless our home still hangs in the hall. Yeah, the house is the same since you left, just the same. Perhaps not so tidy, for that I'm to blame. The good book still rests on the stand by your bed, just as you left it the last time you read. The clock ticks on just as it did through the years when it spelled hours of happiness, spelled hours of tears. Your chair still looks out to the flower-trimmed lawn, wondering, I'm sure, where its mistress has gone. The house is the same, except for your voice, your smile and your laughter that made it rejoice. Except for the touch of your hands to my cheek and the pledge of your love that your eyes seem to speak. The house is the same, if you mean just four walls to which at the day's end a broken soul crawls, empty and desolate, drab, bleak and drear, four walls of loneliness, you are not here. That is The Silent House, our Buttram bonus poem for today. Well, now it's about time Paula Richards gave us a song, and Paula's singing "But Not For Me."
They're writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky star's above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I find more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. High, low, alas, and also lackaday. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me.
Well, you've been listening to Just Entertainment, which aims to provide a few pleasant minutes each weekday for you. Just the same as chewing delicious double mint provides hours and hours of chewing gum pleasure for you. You enjoy it, especially after meals, will you? You'll always have a good taste in your mouth. Well, this is Pat Buttram, and I've noticed one thing. You know, it's surprising how high you can climb merely by remaining on the level. Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow now.
This is the CBS Radio Network.